Justin, welcome back from your travels.
Thank you.
There's a story in this week's Business Journal about a change in how the state's Commerce Department will do its job in the future. Could you tell us about this new plan for business recruitment in North Carolina?
Yeah, you know, the Business Journal and Catherine Carlock are really on the very leading edge of reporting this story about a total overhaul of the Department of Commerce. And she has been interviewing Sharon Decker, who's the new Commerce Secretary this week. And what she's learning is that the entire department and its budget is up for grabs. How Commerce does recruiting, how Commerce does marketing and sales is all apt to change over the next 60 days.
How do we currently do business development and recruitment in North Carolina, and how would that compare to the changes we're talking about?
Right now, it is a very diffuse system. So Commerce sits out there as kind of the 800-pound gorilla. This is the point person for all economic development that comes into the state. So if you're a big company that is eager to look at North Carolina, your first point of contact might be the Department of Commerce. As you get serious, then they delegate that out either to local economic developers or to a regional partnership to get closer to finding land, figuring out what the tax incentives are. Maybe the state kicks in some tax breaks. Maybe the local counties kick in some tax breaks. But there's kind of a seamless coordination between the state and the local levels. Commerce also has an international role to play, and that is in selling the state. And so they have offices, and they go on trade missions to Europe and Asia on a regular basis. How this plays out in the future, though, is likely to change dramatically.
So what are some of these changes that you're hearing about?
Well, the most dramatic thing that Sharon Decker shared with the Business Journal is that marketing and sales, that is the recruitment of businesses to come into North Carolina, is likely to be outsourced to private industry. This will no longer primarily be a state function. And this, in many ways, fits with the Republican philosophy, and we are being led by Republicans in the legislature and in the governor's office. It fits with that philosophy that says less government is more, and let's let private industry do what it does best. When it comes to business, the Republican philosophy is they can do that best.
Are there any other areas that are bound to be changed as a result of this?
Well, it's a good question. And Sharon Decker was very careful with the Business Journal in saying that a lot of decisions have not been figured out yet. Like, how much is this going to cost? So in Pat McCrory, Governor McCrory's budget this week, one of the things that's clear is the Commerce budget is going to be reduced dramatically. So she is having to kind of deal with the hand that she's been dealt. In that regard, she knows that she's going to need private funding to carry out some aspects of this new-looking Commerce Department. Now, what that means to the regional partnerships, we have seven of them in the state right now. The Piedmont Triad Partnership encompasses 11 counties, nine of them which are largely rural. It's hard to say. It's very likely that the partnership structure will change and change dramatically.
Are there other models of this kind of public-private partnership that are working or maybe not working in other states?
Well, apparently what the current Commerce Department is looking at is the model in Indiana. And they have had this public-private partnership in how they handle economic development and commerce duties for about 7 or 8 years. And they're very high on it. There's a lot of private money that flows into this system, and they really help drive the reaction and response to business requests. What they point out is they've had great success in bringing new industry and new jobs to the state. And in doing so, they've actually been able to reduce the amount of incentives that they pay out, largely because of response time, because they are far more efficient and far more effective in delivering to these interested businesses what they need most.
So since we already have a model out there in the states, it's operating on this public-private partnership model, do we see winners and losers under that paradigm?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I need to stress that what I'm about to say now is going to be highly speculative. But you can imagine that if we fall into the category of public-private partnerships, that the ability to do that in the urban areas, whether it's the Charlotte metro area, the Triangle metro area, the three cities of the Triad, they're going to be fine. The real challenge of this new paradigm for commerce is how do you not leave the rural areas behind? How is there funding for them? Because the private resources are simply not going to be there to assist the far east and the far west of the state.
There are still a lot of unknowns about how this is really going to roll out. What kind of time frame are we looking at?
pretty quick. You know, Sharon Decker was emphatic when she was talking to Catherine Carlock about this, that this really needs to happen, what the plan is going to be, how it's going to be funded in the next 45 to 60 days. The new Commerce Secretary wants to be in a position to have this new Commerce Department up and running by the beginning of the upcoming fiscal year, which is July 1st.
Well, thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.